A Coppell Valley Historical Moment. Georgina Binney Clark. Georgina Binney Clark caused a sensation at Fort Coppell because she was a woman farmer. She lives on as a local legend in Fort Coppell as a woman farmer and a published writer. In 1914, Georgina published Wheat and Women in order to encourage settlement in the West by women. Largely, it was an autobiographical account of her life as a wheat farmer. The book tells of an upper-class Englishwoman who came to the West to visit her brother, who was also a farmer. She confides in the book that one thing I have learned to criticize myself without flinching. Know thyself. One can't do that everywhere. A journalist before she came to Canada, Georgina was vitally interested in the country's development on all fronts. The main thrust of the book Wheat and Women lies in the telling of the discriminatory practices of the Canadian government in homesteading laws. Georgina worked her farm in Canada, spending occasional winters in England and publishing articles on Western settlement in the British and American periodical press. The known facts of Georgina are that she was born April 25, 1871 in Dorset, England. Her father, Arthur Walter, was an innkeeper. There were at least six children, four of whom spent varying times of their lives in Saskatchewan. Residents of Fort Coppell remember Ethel the best because she lived here the longest. Georgina was known for her kindness and generosity. She was fond of children and took much interest in school matters. But the prevailing picture of Binney that remains with those who knew her is one of benign eccentricity, of breeches and leggings and a large floppy hat, worn 7 days a week, on the farm and off. Of a high-wheeled buggy, she continued to drive even after Ethel had bought a car. Of the cats that slept on the flour bag in the kitchen, and the horses that were kept as pets, long after they were of no use on the farm. On April 22, 1947, Georgina died of myocardial failure 3 days short of her 77th birthday. Ethel scattered her ashes over the fields her sister had bought more than 40 years earlier. This has been a historical moment on 88.3 Voice of the Valley Radio.